have something if you wanna be with me. Oh, baby.
There she is. Let's ask her.
Betty, is that Jimmy's ring you're wearing?
Mm-hmm.
Gee, it must be great riding with him. Is he picking you up after school today?
Mm-mm.
By the way, where'd you meet him?
We interrupt your regularly scheduled programming to bring you the following presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. Shuckers Baseball is on the air. It's time to get set for the action on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is brought to you by Coca-Cola, the official soft drink of the Shuckers, Connecticut Sausage, Hafford EMS, the Sarge Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network, Qdoba Mexican Eats, Renova Roofing, Glass Doctor of the Gulf Coast, The Double Tree by Hilton Biloxi, and Ground Zero Blues Club Biloxi, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers. Time to get set for the action. The Biloxi Shuckers pregame show starts now.
Welcome to AT&T Field in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Shuckers getting set for the 84th game of 136 in 2024, and it's the eighth game of a nine-game Biloxi Shuckers road trip. Javik Blake alongside you as we get sent for first pitch, scheduled for 6:15 Central Time, 7:15 locally here in Chattanooga. Sun is shining bright, 88 degrees with a little bit of cloud cover as the Shuckers look to continue what has been a red-hot road trip. They've won 6 of 7 on this trip, averaging over 7.5 runs per game and a +36 run differential, thanks to an ERA of a flat 2, which is the best in the Southern League over that span. Shuckers entered at a 41-42 on the season, 11-5 in the second half, while the Lookouts enter at 24-61, 4-12 in the second half. Shuckers yesterday got a massive win, an 11-0 final over the Lookouts. 11 runs and 11 hits for Biloxi. 11 of those runs, 10 of those hits came in just the first 5 innings. 2 runs in the first, 4 runs in the third, 5 runs in the fifth, capped off by a Casey Martin grand slam, his first since 2021. But that wasn't all the headlines on the offensive side of things. The pitching side was dominant. They tossed their 8th shutout of the year behind 6 shutout innings from Jacob Mizorowski. Ties his season high with 10 strikeouts. Back-to-back 10 strikeout starts for Mizorowski, and again, does not allow a run. Walks 2, hits 1, allows 2 hits, and throws a season-best 90 pitches over 6 shutout innings. Today, the Shuckers go to their other ace, and the righty Logan Henderson, 4-0 with a 1.75 ERA in his first 5 starts this season at the AA level, looking to continue what has been a terrific start for the reigning Southern League Pitcher of the Month in the month of June. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's time for today's pregame interview, where we are joined by Ernesto Martinez Jr. to talk a little bit about his 3 RBI bases-clearing triple last night and a little bit about what's been behind the fuel of this offensive firepower over this road trip. That comes your way next before first pitch scheduled for 6:15 Central Time on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Come to the ballpark and join the Shuckers for the best fireworks show on the coast after every Friday home game. Each fireworks show will showcase the best fireworks on the coast with unique music, themes, and colors, and make the perfect Friday for the whole family. Blast off with fun at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
This is Billy Adams with the Biloxi Shuckers. Bring your community partners together and use Biloxi Shuckers Baseball as an exciting way to raise funds, bring awareness, and exceed expectations. Select a game date, buy and sell tickets, and promote your night, all with the Shuckers. Sign up today at 228-233-3465 or email the sales team at sales@biloxishuckers.com. Make your night a grand slam today.
Hey, this is Macon McCarter with the Biloxi Shuckers. Book your group outing to a Shuckers game and save. Have a group of 20, 30, 40, or more. Tickets start at $10 for groups of 20 or more. Find the best group outing experience today. For more information and to book your group's outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Named one of Mississippi's must-see music venues by Rolling Stone, the Ground Zero Blues Club in Biloxi is your destination for food, music, events, and more. Located minutes from the ballpark at 814 Howard Avenue in Biloxi, hit a home run at the Ground Zero Blues Club. For more information and upcoming acts, visit groundzerobiloxi.com or call 228-910-6600. Ground Zero Blues Club, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're getting set for the second to last game before the All-Star break. Shuckers and Lookouts here at AT&T Field. Time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake. We're joined by the guy who broke the game wide open with the triple last night. It's Ernesto Martinez Jr. Ernesto, appreciate you taking the time to join us.
Hi, how you doing, man? Nice to see you. Nice to talk to you again. It's a pleasure.
How are you doing? Big time triple last night. The lineup's been hot. You've been hot. It's been a fun atmosphere to be around this week, no?
Yeah, it's been great. The guys, we have a pretty good group right now. You know, we've had guys getting called up, some guys getting hurt. Now we got some reinforcement. It's been pretty cool. We have pretty good team chemistry. Pitching's responding, hitting's responding, so everything's fine.
Talking about that lineup, what's it like for you to be a part of a lineup right now that's firing in all cylinders? On this road trip, you guys as a whole are averaging almost 8 runs a night.
Yeah. The guys, we're doing a pretty good job with JJ in here. You know, where everybody's been really pro, good professionals. You know, it's the work we've been putting on, you know, outside of the field.
How about that triple last night? Second triple for you in the last 3 years. How was it getting around those bases to third? Feeling good?
Feeling great. Feels good to remember my legs are there.
Talking about that triple as well, big-time situation for you to come up in, bases loaded, a chance to blow that game wide open. How good did it feel to come through in that big-time situation?
Felt great. It was a big, deep breath for me because I've been really working on consistency lately. So that really got me off a little bit of, you know, my head. We still got it, you know. Let's keep rolling.
How big does it help the confidence a week or two like you guys have had here on the road where everyone's hitting well and especially you in particular?
Feels great because, you know, when everybody's hitting well, we spend time in the dugout analyzing the pitcher. We don't spend, like, when the pitcher's doing good too, we don't spend as much time in the field. So when everybody's hitting well, the rotation keeps rolling, so we got less time, so we stay warm, we stay hot. So that's crucial for the hitters, for the individual hitters.
One of the big things for you, and you got two of them in your right hand right now, is your batting gloves that you've worn throughout the year. A couple different colors, you got some flair with it. What's the story behind all the colorful batting gloves you've been wearing this season?
Oh, it's Spider. Spider is a Wisconsin-based company. You know, they've been putting a lot of work into getting me the right colors for the right uniforms, you know. I'm not really superstitious. I know it's going to sound weird because baseball players are superstitious. So every time they send me a nice color, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to wear it. Like, fans are going to love it, you know. At the same time, I'm one of the players that needs to have fun and enjoy it with the fans, you know, and have flair for, you know, for them to play good. I need that part of the game with me.
Why do you need that part of the game with you?
It's just, like, the thing is that the routine, you know, nobody likes the routine. No, everybody likes to do something different every day. So for me, I hit every day. I do defense every day. I play every day. So for me, if I don't hit a home run, I hit a base hit. And if not, I got a different pair of batting gloves where I can look out and look good today. So, yeah.
You talk about the different colors. You got some blue ones. I know you have some electric blue ones and black. They go with every single uniform the Shuckers have. Which one and which color are your favorites to use?
Oh, the mint one. I'll probably use it today. I don't know, but the mint one is my favorite color, though. That's a beautiful color. It inspires me. a lot of, you know, relaxed freshness. You know what makes inspires you. I love that one.
You've also extended it to your cleats as well. You're rocking some lime green sneakers here, but in the game we've seen everybody from rainbow-colored cleats to some pinks and blues and purples and all this sorts of stuff throughout the season. You got a favorite color cleats you've been wearing this year?
I think the yellows are my favorite, but whenever we wear the King Cakes ones, that one is beautiful. You know, they're a little bit bigger than my feet, so I can't run that well, but those are my favorites.
A little bit bigger. What size shoe do you wear to begin with? Because it's not like you're a tiny guy.
14, probably 14 and a half. I wear, those are 15s, so they're a little bit more loose.
We were talking about this before we started this interview when you were in the cage. Downtime in Chattanooga, you found a Venezuelan spot to have some lunch in Chattanooga. How good is it to go to a visiting city or just anywhere in the Southern League? You're a long way from home and find some food to eat down in Latin America.
It's awesome. You guys got to try. If y'all come to San Chattanooga, you guys got to go to Venezuelan restaurant and ask some arepas with patacon. You guys got to order that and a little bit malta fria. That's going to make your day. Probably just hopping right now, right after hitting, sneak up to the restaurant, eat and come back before the game, though.
How much does that relax you as a baseball player, especially for you? You're a long way from home, having some of that familiar food and just some familiar faces.
It is. How can I tell you, man? It's like, you know, when you're at home over there and you're bored, you just go to the corner store and you just buy some plantains, some fresh meat, and you just cook right there with your family, with your wife. And then coming here, seeing a Latin restaurant just reminds you of that, and it keeps you that, okay, you're alive, you keep enjoying your life, you know, like, everything's going to be all right. Look, you got a nice food here the Lord's providing, so everything is great.
And the food's delicious as well, which is never a bad thing.
Yeah, it's delicious.
Appreciate the time, Ernesto. Thanks so much.
No problem. Yeah, no problem. See.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shuckers Lookouts coming up next.
Hey, everybody. I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it for business or personal use. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wall Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kivett Street in Biloxi.
Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show in the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth. Ground Zero Blues Club, the official postgame hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers. Visit them today at 850 Howard Avenue in Biloxi or visit them online at groundzerobiloxi.com. We're getting set for first pitch, game 5 of a 6-game set, the second to last game before the All-Star break for the Shuckers. After tomorrow, they won't play again until next Friday. Everybody a couple days off around the Major League Baseball All-Star Game as the Shuckers at AT&T Field getting set to take on the Chattanooga Lookout. Shuckers at 41-42, 11-5 in the second half against the Lookouts, 24-61, 4-12 in the second half. Time to take a look at today's starting pitching matchup for the Lookouts. It's the righty Jose Acuna, who makes his first start in Double-A, made two relief appearances coming back from injury with Chattanooga, did not play and did not appear in a game until early May in the Arizona Complex League on a rehab stint. But Acuna is a guy who has started in his career 19 starts last year with High A Dayton in 2023. This year, two appearances. He has not allowed an earned run, one unearned run in 4 2/3 innings with one walk and six strikeouts. On the other side of things, the righty Logan Henderson gets the start for Biloxi. Henderson, 19th-ranked prospect in the Brewers organization by Baseball America and the reigning Southern League Pitcher of the Month. Five starts in Double-A, and he's been terrific. 4-0 with a 1.75 earned run average, 25 2/3 innings, four walks, 34 strikeouts, and opponents are hitting 204 against him. Time to take a look at the starting lineups for tonight. Let's take a look at the Sheckers starting lineup. It is presented and built by Renova Roofing. Dylan O'Ray is in the leadoff spot. He'll play second tonight. Carlos Rodriguez, the center fielder, bats in the two spot. Brock Wilkins looking to continue a massive week. 6-for-17, four extra base hits in the series. He's the DH, and he occupies the three spot in the order. Connor Scott bats cleanup and plays right. He's recorded a hit in each of his four games in a Sheckers uniform this season. Ernesto Martinez Jr. will bat fifth and play first. Adam Hall behind him plays left. Nick Kale is behind the plate and bats seventh. In the eighth spot, it is the third baseman Xavier Warm. And in the ninth spot, it's the shortstop Casey Martin. For the Lookouts, Austin Hendrick, the right fielder, leads it off. Ivan Johnson bats second as the designated hitter tonight. Matt Nelson, the catcher, bats third. Nick Northcutt, playing third, bats in the fourth spot. Ruben Ibarra bats fifth and plays first. Dominic Patelli will command shortstop and bat in the sixth spot tonight for the Lookouts. Quincy McAfee bats in the seventh spot and plays left. Justice Thompson commands center and bats eighth. And Jose Torres is in the ninth spot. He will play second. Sheckers looking to build off what has been a dominant road trip, averaging 7.6 runs per game and a team ERA of just 2 over their first 7 games of this 9-game road trip. They are also looking for a series win tonight over Chattanooga. It would extend their road series win streak to 4 in a row. This has been the Biloxi Sheckers pregame show. When we come back, it's time for First Pitch. Biloxi Sheckers, Chattanooga Lookouts at AT&T Field in Central Tennessee. We're back after this. The Biloxi Sheckers Radio Network.
Hey, y'all. This is David Blackwell with the Biloxi Sheckers. And on July 3rd, 2023, we announced the Heart of a Shucker Community Fund, which is a charitable initiative that allows for the Biloxi Sheckers to make meaningful contributions to enhance the Gulf Coast community that our team calls home. Throughout the 2024 season, the Sheckers will support and honor military organizations from across the coast prior to each Saturday home game. For more information and to see previous recipients, visit BiloxiSheckers.com.
Hi, this is Hunter Reed, General Manager. Head to the beach for 4 nights in 2024 as the Biloxi Sheckers transform into the Biloxi Beach Chickens. Named after the fun-loving seagulls that claim the coast beaches as home, the Biloxi Beach Chickens are ready to take flight. Reserve your tickets to Paradise for May 25th, June 27th, August 3rd, and August 27th at the Sheckers box office or online at BiloxiSheckers.com.
Hey, Sheckers fans, this is Javik Blake, voice here of Biloxi Sheckers, here to remind you that Broussard's Barbershop is located minutes away from the ballpark in downtown Biloxi. The official barbershop of the Biloxi Sheckers Radio Network and the barber of choice for Sheckers players. Schedule next cut today at 228-697-3180. Go where the pros go with Broussard's Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Sheckers Radio Network.
Bring the family to the ballpark for Fun Day Sunday at every Sheckers Sunday home game. Kid-friendly events will be available, including pregame autographs, kids run the bases, and a catch on the field after the game. Fans can save over 35% with a Fun Day Sunday package that includes a reserve level seat and a meal voucher. Reserve your tickets today at the Sheckers box office or online at BiloxiSheckers.com.
Hey, Shuckers fans, it's your broadcaster, Javik Blake, here to remind you, as the birthplace of Mardi Gras celebrations in Mississippi, the city of Biloxi and the coast have a special place in the holiday's history. For the 2024 season, the Shuckers will take inspiration from the festivities and rebrand as the Biloxi King Kinks on May 11th, June 15th, June 30th, and August 30th. Get your tickets today and join in on the celebration at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com. 3-2 pitch, runners go, Wilkin hammers it, deep to left, Dyer's back, it is fair, gone, Bryant slam, Brock Wilkin, and it's 9-1. Back up the middle, Zamora ranges over, slides, gets it at short, fires the first in time. At third base side, Wilkin backhands it into foul territory, pirouettes, fires the first, Bobby the pick.
This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM.
Baker comes home. Tip foul into Miller's glove, strike three, and it's 5 in a row.
Your home for the AA affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers all season long.
And drives it in the right, down, ball game over. Xavier Warren, the hero, Lamar Sparks scores, and it's a 9-8 Shuckers winner.
Time to head out to the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth with the voice of the Shuckers, Javik Blake.
Welcome to AT&T Field in Chattanooga, Tennessee, as we get set for Game 5 of a six-game set between the Biloxi Shuckers at 41-42 and a Southern League best 11-5 in the second half. Double-A affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chattanooga Lookouts at 24-61, 4-12 in the second half. The Double-A affiliate of the Cincinnati Reds. Shuckers enter today having won 6 of 7 on this road trip, looking to make it 7 of 8 and earn a series win. The righty Jose Acuna gets the start for Chattanooga. His first double-A start after 19 starts a year ago with High A Dayton. He's 0-1 with an ERA of 0 in 2 appearances. He's allowed 1 unearned run in 4 2/3 innings, 1 walk, 6 strikeouts, and opponents are hitting 167 against him. Shuckers' starting lineup is built by Renova Roofing. Dylan O'Ray is in the leadoff spot. Carlos Rodriguez bats second. Brock Wilkin is in the 3 spot. Connor Scott bats fourth. Ernesto Martinez Jr. bats fifth. Adam Hall, who's been one of the hottest hitters in the Southern League, an 11-game hit streak, bats in the 6 spot. Nick Cale bats 7th. Xavier Warren bats in the 8th spot. 23 runs driven in his last 23 games, while Casey Martin occupies the 9th spot after his grand slam, third in his career, in last night's game. It was an 11-0 win a night ago for Biloxi. A dominant win as we get set to go under partly cloudy skies and 91-degree weather here in Chattanooga. O'Ray takes a moment outside the box before we get underway. And the left-handed bat digs in at the very back of the left-handed batter's box. The righty Acuna stands in, 6'2", delivers, and the first pitch is chopped foul, first base side. And as you hear from the press box, PA announcer, 91 degrees and partly cloudy, first pitch, 7:18 p.m. The pitch, fly to left center, Thompson, the center fielder, back on it, under it, and he makes the catch. Dylan O'Ray's retired for the first out. Gives us a chance to set the defense for Chattanooga. Quincy McAfee is in left. Justice Thompson is in center. Austin Hendrick commands right. Third to first around the infield. Nick Northcutt, Dominic Patelli, Jose Torres, and Ruben Ibarra with Matt Nelson doing the catching. The pitch to the lefty Rodriguez misses up and away, and the count goes to 1-0. Rodriguez is batting a team-high 295 this season, 31 driven in. The 1-0 pitch. Rodriguez drives it out to deep right. Hendricks back on it, and there it is. First homer of the year for Carlos Rodriguez, and it's 1-0 Biloxi. Rodriguez rounds third with his first of the year, and Acuna might be hurt on the hill. Everybody comes out of the third base dugout, but Rodriguez touches home after a moonshot. 101 off the bat, 378 feet. And the Shuckers have an early 1-0 lead. Everybody is out to the mound right now. Pitching coach Ton Naskadov, manager Jose Moreno, head athletic trainer Josh Hobson, and the entire infield. Acuna worked back from injury in early June. Did not make an appearance this season until May 14th in the Arizona Complex League. And two batters in and four pitches in. Already a lengthy meeting between Moreno, Naskinoff, Hobson, Acuna, and the entire infield. This has been the Shuckers week. This has been the Shuckers road trip. This is a lengthy conversation on the mound right now. And everything seems to be okay. Home plate umpire Matt Bates waves off the mound visit. Not charged with one because of the injury check. But what a start to today for Biloxi. A first inning home run from Carlos Rodriguez. And it brings up the righty Brock Wilkin. The pitch. Wilkin takes low and the count goes to 1-1 and no strikes. The pitch. Wilkin takes a slider low at 77, and the count goes to 2 balls and no strikes. Wilkin this year hitting 234, 12 homers, 34 driven in, and a team-high 758 OPS. The pitch is a slider called strike on the outside corner, and the count goes to 2 balls and 1 strike. Acuna fires. Wilkin takes a strike at the knees. A fastball at 88, and the count evens 2-2. Acuna's velo, not usually at 88 miles an hour. Something to continually monitor. 2-2 pitch. Wilkin fouls it back. The count stays at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Acuna delivers. Wilkin takes off the inside corner. Fastball at 88. The count goes to 3-2. The 3-2 pitch. Wilkin swings and misses. Slider off the outside corner at 78. Wilkin down on strikes, and now two away for the lefty, Connor Scott. Scott digs in from the back of the left-handed box. It's 1-0 Biloxi. The pitch. Scott swings and misses. Changeup off the outside corner at 80 miles an hour. Shuckers have a 1-0 lead thanks to the first home run of the season from Carlos Rodriguez. The pitch. Scott takes a strike on the inside corner. Fastball at 89, and the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Scott this year hitting 181 between Altoona and Biloxi, but in four games with Biloxi, he's been dominant. 4-for-13 with seven runs driven in, including a double and a homer. The righty Acuna stares in, now delivers. Scott hammers it to deep right center. Hendrick and Thompson both back on it. Thompson at the warning track, reaches up, makes the catch. And that ends the inning. But Carlos Rodriguez gets on the board, his first home run of the year, and the Shackers lead it 1-0. One run, one hit, no errors, nobody left on base. Shackers lead it 1-0 through a half inning of play. Logan Henderson to the mound when we come back on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
We head to the bottom of the first inning. Shackers lead it 1-0 over the Chattanooga Lookouts in the fifth game of a six-game set. The righty Logan Henderson gets the start today for Biloxi. 4-0 with a 1.75 earned run average in his first five starts in AA. 25 2/3 innings, four walks, 34 strikeouts, and opponents hitting 204 against him. Austin Hendrick leads it off for Chattanooga. Ivan Johnson bats second, and Matt Nelson bats in the three spot. The righty Henderson out of the windup, first base side of the rubber, delivers. Hendrick takes low, and the count goes to 1-0. Henderson stands on the mound, 5'11", 194 pounds, a native of Houston, Texas. The 1-0 pitch. Popped up, out to short left. Martin, the shortstop, tracks out. Sunglasses on, he makes the catch. And he retires Hendrick for the first out. Casey Martin is at short tonight. Xavier Warren's at third. Dylan O'Ray is at second. Ernesto Martinez commands first. Nick Cale's behind the plate. And the outfield from left to right, Adam Hall, Carlos Rodriguez, and Connor Scott. Ivan Johnson up for the left side. First pitch misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. Johnson this year hitting a lookout's best, 243 on the year, 361 OBP, and a 796 OBPS. All of those numbers lead to lookouts. Team that entered today, worst team average in the league at 215. 1-0 pitch misses low, and the count goes to 2-0. Henderson, last time out, made his shortest start of the season with the Shuckers, just four innings. Struck out five, though, and did not walk a batter. The 2-0 pitch, Johnson takes off the inside corner, and the count runs to 3-0. The righty Henderson delivers. Johnson takes strike one in the inside corner. Fastball at 93. That's where that fastball is usually going to sit for Henderson. He can run it up to 95. And has what pitching coach Will Shearholz describes it as a unicorn changeup. 3-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Buries a fastball at 93 right at the knees. The count goes to 3-2. Three balls, 2-1, one away. Johnson digs in at the middle portion of the left-handed batter's box, rocking the red cleats with the white uniform. The 3-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Change up low at 81. And Henderson picks up his 35th strikeout of the season and his first of the day. Two out, nobody on. Checkers lead it 1-0, and the catcher Matt Nelson digs in. Checkers today wearing their alternate blue road uniforms. The Biloxi B on the upper left part of the chest, numbers on the lower right. They pair it with the black caps with the blue bills and the Fighting Oyster. The pitch to Nelson is a called strike one, fastball at 93. Checkers are wearing their gray pants and an assortment of cleats. Henderson rocks the gray cleats on the hill. Chattanooga, meanwhile, is wearing their alternate red Scenic City uniforms in script across the front in white. The pitch misses low. Changeup at 78, and the count evens 1-1. White numbers and a black outline on the back. And they pair that with the white pants and a red stripe down the side. Not a thick one, a very thin red stripe from top to bottom. The 1-1 pitch, the righty Nelson comes home. Chop third base side, foul. Warren backhands it, goes through the motions. Count of 1-2. Nelson this year hitting 214, three homers, 14 driven in, and a 335 OBP. One ball, 2-2, two away. Nelson digs back in. Henderson comes set. Now the 1-2 pitch. Misses low. Change up at 81. And the count evens 2-2. It's 1-0 Biloxi, two out, nobody on in the bottom of the first. Henderson fires, tips it into Cale's glove for strike three, fastball at 94. That's 2 strikeouts in the first inning for Henderson. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base, and we go to the second. Checkers 1, lookouts 0 on the Biloxi Checkers.
Right for auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJsAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives. With same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi. Biloxi, Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
This is Rochelle with Healing Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Healing Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Healing Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
Hey guys, this is Eric Brown Jr. Welcome to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Yeah.
We're into the top of the second inning at AT&T Field in Chattanooga. Jamie Blake back alongside you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. And the starter for Chattanooga today, Jose Acuna, done after just an inning. Gives up one run on one hit, and they turn to the bullpen, and the righty Sam Benscooter, a guy who can go multiple innings. Eight starts, 11 relief appearances with a 4.53 ERA. 57 and two-thirds innings, 25 walks, 57 strikeouts, and opponents hitting .277 against him. First pitch is shot foul, third base side and out of play. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. Ernesto Martinez Jr. leads it off for Biloxi in the second inning. The pitch, Martinez takes off the outside corner, and the count evens 1-1. He's hitting .242 this year, 7 homers, 35 driven in, and a .323 OBP. Coming off a multi-hit performance yesterday, the pitch misses away, and the count goes to 2-1. Had the massive bases-clearing 3-RBI triple in the third inning yesterday. Pushed the lead to 5-0. Shuckers would end up winning it 11-0. The pitch, he checks his swing, goes three-quarters of the way on a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. And the count evens 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out. The righty Benscooter fires. Martinez pops it foul, third base side and out of play. And we'll do it again. Benscooter, 6'2", 221-pound righty from Ann Arbor, Michigan. The 2-2 pitch. Martinez shoots it foul, third base side and into the seats. Count stays at 2-2. Benscooter has already made one appearance this series, threw 32 pitches in an inning and two-thirds on Tuesday in the opener. Gave up one hit, walked two, but did not allow a run. The 2-2 pitch, Martinez takes off the outside corner, and the count goes full. Three balls, two strikes, nobody out. The pitch. Martinez chops it foul, first base side off the sidewall. And the count stays full. Benscooter last year was a full-time starter in the Lookouts rotation. 27 starts, 123 innings with 140 strikeouts, but gave up 102 runs. 3-2 pitch. Misses low. And Martinez draws a walk. Had an ERA of 7.28 last season. Moved to the bullpen in the middle portion of this season. And he's in the second inning today. Righty Adam Hall digs in. 1-0 Biloxi. Top of the second inning. Martinez takes his lead off first. Hall at the very back of the right-handed box. The pitch. Fouled back, and the count goes to no balls and one strike. Hall, since joining the Shuckers, has been nothing but a star. .352 average, 8 runs driven in, .429 OBP, and an .818 OPS. Rides into the day with an 11-game hit streak. The pitch misses away, and the count evens 1-1. It's his longest since short season A-ball back in 2019. Take that 2018 with the Aberdeen Ironbirds of the New York Penn League. Recorded a hit in 19 consecutive games then. The 1-1 pitch. Hall takes a strike on the outside corner. The count goes to 1-2. This time, though, a little bit different. Brand new to the Brewers organization. Signed out of Independent Ball in the middle of May. Has joined the Shuckers and has done nothing but hit. The pitch, he takes low. Slider at 86, and the count evens 2 balls and 2 strikes. 2-2 pitch. Hall fumbles it back, and the count stays 2-2. It's 1-0 Biloxi in the top of the second inning. The pitch. Hall takes off the inside corner and it hits him on the wrist. He holds his right wrist. And Checkers head athletic trainer Andrew Stanling jogs out of the dugout. Martinez to second. That was a fastball up and in at 95. Certainly hope Hall's okay. Walks up the first baseline with acting manager Fidel Pena, Checkers trainer Andrew Stanling. Flexes that right wrist a couple times, and Stanling now goes to inspect it, just make sure all the bones are still there. Hull takes off his batting gloves. It's that right hand that got it. A painful way to extend his on-base streak, but he's now reached base in 15 consecutive games. And he's good to go. Great to see from Hall after 95 to the wrist. Now runners on first and second with nobody out for the righty Nick Kale. It's 1-0 Biloxi. Top of the second inning, and the righty Sam Benscooter stares in. Now comes set. The pitch. Kale swings and misses. Fastball at 94 at the knees, and the count goes to no balls and a strike. Kale 4-for-18 this year with a run driven in. The pitch. Fouled back, and the count goes to no balls and two strikes. No balls, two strikes, nobody out. The pitch. Kale takes low, and the count goes to one ball and two strikes. That was a sinker at 95 from Benscooter. Martinez off second, Hull's off first. The pitch. Kale pops it straight up. In a short right, Hendrick, the right fielder, jogs in, makes the catch, fires it back in. Everybody stays put. And now one away for the switch hitter, Xavier Warren. Warren, switch hitter, bats from the left side against the righty Benscooter. Martinez at second, Hall at first. It's 1-0 Checkers in the top of the second. Benscooter fires, misses up and away, and the count goes to 1-0. Warren hitting 206 this year with 35 driven in. The pitch. He swings and misses. Fastball at 96, right on the outside corner. And the count evens 1-1. The big thing for Warren is that he's done a terrific job with runners in scoring position and getting them home since the beginning of June. He's played in 23 games since June 1st. He's driven in 23 runs. 1-1 pitch. Fouled back. And the count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Big curveball at 81. Warren out ahead of it. And now two away for the righty, Casey Martin. Martin tallied his first grand slam at the Double-A level last night. Cleared the Shuckers bullpen out left. Two on, two out, 1-0 Biloxi in the top of the second inning. Martin hitting 160 this year. Gets the pitch. He misses off the inside corner. A fastball at 96. The count goes to 1-0. Martin stands right in the middle of the right-handed batter's box. Now the 1-0 pitch. He swings and skies it. Right behind the pitcher's mound. Torres, the second baseman, in. Patelli, the shortstop, under it. Right next to second, makes the catch. And that ends the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. Two runners left on base. And we're through an inning and a half. 1-0 Biloxi on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, this is Mason Fitzpatrick, Senior Account Executive with the Biloxi Shuckers. The Cloud 7 Skybox at the ballpark offers an upscale indoor-outdoor baseball experience. Enjoy great views from the suite level of the ballpark while dining on delicious food and unlimited beverage service in an air-conditioned lounge throughout Shuckers home games. For more information to book your group outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Hey, this is Macon with the Biloxi Shuckers. Treat your youth team to an MVP experience with the Shuckers Field of Dreams package, perfect for your youth baseball and softball players. Your package includes taking the field with the Shuckers for the national anthem, a team photo, food vouchers, and recognition on the video board. For more information and to schedule your outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Join the Shuckers in honoring servicemen and women on Military Wednesday at the ballpark. At every Wednesday home game, all military personnel can receive a $3 discount on dugout, box, and reserve level tickets. The Shuckers will also honor military members with their special military-themed alternate jerseys. For game time, schedules, and tickets, visit the Shuckers box office and BiloxiShuckers.com.
We head to the bottom of the second, 1-0 Shuckers up on the Chattanooga Lookouts. Fifth game of a six-game set. The righty Logan Henderson delivers. Righty Nick Northcutt fists it foul, first base sign, and into the seats. And we're off and running. It was a perfect first inning from Henderson. Tired the side in order, pop out, strikeout, strikeout. And did it on a grand total of 13 pitches, seven of them for strikes. The 0-1 pitch, Northcutt swings and misses. Drops in the slider at 81, and the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Northcutt's hitting .212 this season, 18 homers, 43 driven in, and a .266 OBP. The 0-2 delivery, Northcutt takes up, fastball at 93, and the count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch misses low and away, and the count evens 2-2. Henderson drafted in the fourth round of the 2021 draft by the Brewers at a McLennan Community College. The Brewers, who have done such a terrific job at finding really good quality junior college arms, found Henderson in 21, Mizorowski in 22. 2-2 pitch. Rope third base side, one hop, Warren sprawls towards the line and grabs it, fires to first in time. What a play from Xavier Warren. It retires Northcutt, and there's one away. He dove towards the line, got it on a hop, went quickly back to his feet and fired a dart to first. One out, nobody on, and Ruben Ibarra stands in after a SportsCenter play from Xavier Warren. Henderson delivers. Ibarra takes off the inside corner for ball one. That is a play that you see at the big league level from guys like Nolan Arenado a few years ago, Matt Chapman. Not that. Not often you see that in double A. 1-0 pitch misses low, and the count goes to 2 balls and no strikes. Two and zero the count. The ready Logan Henderson comes set on the hill. It's 1-0 Biloxi in the second. Now the pitch is a called strike. Fastball at 93, and the count goes to 2-1. Henderson delivers to Ibarra. This is off the inside corner with a changeup at 80 miles an hour. And the count goes to 3-1. Ibarra awaits the 3-1 pitch, and it comes home. He swings and hits it through the left side for a single. Off the bat at 111. And he rolls it in the left for a base hit. His second hit of the series in 16 at-bats. And it brings up the lefty, Dominic Patelli. One out, one on. 1-0 Shuckers in the bottom of the second inning. Patelli hitting 232 this year. From the top of the order yesterday, today in the sixth spot. The pitch, swing and a miss, way ahead of the changeup. And the count goes to no balls and one strike. Henderson delivers. Misses off the inside corner, and the count evens at 1-1. Patelli, 232 hitter this year, 296 OBP. The pitch misses inside, and the count goes to 2 balls and 1 strike. Now Nick Cale quickly out to the mound. Quick chat with Henderson. Ibarra takes his lead off first. Patelli back and ready to go from the left side. Henderson set to go from the right side of the hill. 2-1 pitch. Patelli takes away, and the count goes to 3-1. Henderson has now thrown 27 pitches. Just 13 of them have been strikes. The 3-1 pitch. Patelli takes strike two. Fastball in the inside corner at 93. Three balls, two strikes, one away. Henderson kicks and delivers. Ibarra off to second. Patelli ropes it in a right center. Rodriguez over. It's down for a base hit. He cuts it off in right center. Ibarra moves to third. And Patelli snaps a two-game hitless streak with a single. And runners are on the corners with one away for Quincy McAfee. McAfee digs in at the very back of the right-handed box. Henderson a long wait. Now the pitch. Misses low and away. And the count goes to 1-0. This is the first time since Henderson was called up to double-A that we've really seen him struggle in any way, shape, or form. 30 pitches, just 15 strikes. Check back to first. Patelli's back to the bag. Thank you. Patelli dances off first, stops, now goes to second. The pitch is called a strike, and Patelli's in without a throw. It's Patelli's 21st stolen base of the season, his fifth of this series. And the Shuckers now bring the corners in, runners at second and third with one away. McAfee hitting 194 this season with a 262 OBP. The pitch is roped down the left field line. Hall is over. Back reaches up and he makes the catch. Ibarra tags from third and chugs home. It's a sack fly for McAfee and we're mounted at one. It's McAfee's 13th RBI of the season. And it brings up the righty, Justice Thompson. The pitch is a called strike one. Fastball at 92 on the outside corner. Thompson, 205 hitter this year with a 281 OBP. Patelli takes a short lead off second. Enters and fires. Swing and a miss. Fastball at 93. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Henderson takes a breath off the mound. Now steps back on the rubber. The pitch. Thompson takes up and in, and the count goes to one and two. That run allowed, by the way, just the second earned run Henderson has allowed on the road this year in three-plus double-A starts. Entering today, it allowed just one run in 14 and a third innings on the road. The 1-2 pitch. Thompson takes low and away. Changeup at 81, and the count evens 2-2. The 2-2 pitch, hammer, deep left, over the scoreboard, and deep into the trees. Two-run shot for Justice Thompson, and it's 3-1 Chattanooga. Thompson touches home. Henderson left a fastball up, and Thompson pounced all over it. Off the bat at 107 miles an hour, it goes 436 feet. The Chattanooga leads for the first time tonight. And that brings out Shuckers pitching coach Will Shearholz. We'll take 10 seconds station identification on the Shuckers Radio Network.
WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the home of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball at 1240 AM and 100.9 FM.
Welcome back to AT&T Field in Chattanooga. Where the right-hand hitting Justice Thompson just pulled the ball 436 feet over the scoreboard and left for his third homer of the year, and that's given Chattanooga a 3-1 lead. Jambic Blank back alongside you. It's the first bit of trouble Logan Henderson has found himself in double-A this year. First five starts, it allowed all of five runs. He's allowed three here in this second inning, and he faces the righty Jose Torres in the ninth spot. Henderson delivers. Torres rolls it third base side. Warren backhands it next to the bag, fires to first, and then ends the inning. But three runs, three hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We head to the third. 3-1 lookouts on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious.
Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
We head to the top of the third inning, and the Shuckers trail it 3-1 against Chattanooga. Javik Blake back alongside you from AT&T Field. And it's back to the top of the order for Biloxi, and the lefty Dylan O'Ray. The pitch misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. O'Ray's 0-1 tonight, flat to center back in the first inning. The 1-0 pitch is a slider that misses up. The count goes to 2-0. Ready, Sam Benscooter is out on the hill, fires the pitch. O'Ray swings and misses. Fastball at 93, and the count goes to 2-1. Benscooter came in the second inning after starter Jose Acuna went just an inning. The pitch misses away. Fastball at 94, and the count goes to 3-1. It was not due to injury. Acuna just has not pitched much this year total. Was used just as an opener today. The 3-1 pitch. O'Ray takes a strike. Fastball in the inside corner at 93, and the count goes full. Three balls, two strikes, nobody out. Shuckers lead this series 3-1. From the fifth game of six tonight. 3-2 pitch. O'Ray takes away and he draws a walk. That's the second free pass allowed by Benscooter in an inning plus. And it brings up the lefty Carlos Rodriguez. Rodriguez in the first inning hit his first homer of the season. Just his second double-A home run. Comes up here with a man on and nobody out. Top of the third. The pitch misses low and inside, and the count goes to 1-0. Ready, Benscooter sets. Now fires. Rodriguez tags it towards deep center. Thompson races back on it, now settles under it. And he makes the catch. O'Ray dances back to first. One away for the righty, Brock Wilkin. Wilkin tonight, 0-1. Struck out swinging on a slider back in the first inning. Shuckers trail it 3-1. Top of the third inning at AT&T Field in Chattanooga. The pitch. Wilkin takes away, and the count goes to 1-0. Wilkins had a terrific series. Former first-round pick of the Brewers last year. The 1-0 pitch. He swings and misses. Fastball at 95. The count evens 1-1. Made it up to double-A after just 43 games. And has had a terrific first full campaign at the double-A level. 12 homers to lead Biloxi. Team high 758 OPS. 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball top of the zone at 95. And the count goes to 1-2. And he's been on a tear since early June. Has hit 8 home runs since June 1st. One of the top marks at the AA level. The 1-2 pitch. Wilkin fouls it back. Count stays at 1-2. This month, 10 games into July, hitting .275, 4 homers, 10 driven in, and a .995 OPS. Southern League, one of the most pitcher-friendly leagues in all of minor league baseball. The pitch, he'll raise off to second, it misses away, the throw to second on the first base side, the tag, not in time. Array tallies his 8th stolen base of the season. He collects his helmet that almost flew in a short left center. The counter, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Two balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. Shuckers have a runner in scoring position and a tying run at the plate. The red hot Brock Wilkin. The 2-2 pitch. He takes low and away, and the count goes full. Ben Scooter has now thrown 39 pitches in just an inning and a third. Checkers have made lookouts pitching work this week in a big-time way. 3-2 pitch. Wilkin rolls it right side of the infield, and it rolls in a right for a base hit. Hendrick picks it up. O'Ray around third. The throw home on 2. Hops the tag. Not in time. O'Ray scampers home from second. It is an RBI single from Brock Wilkin, and it's now 3-2. That ball is into short right. Hendrick picks it up and fired it home. But it took a little while to get there with a couple of hops. And O'Ray, a speedy guy, in easily. 35th RBI of the year for Wilkin. Ties Xavier Warren and Ernesto Martinez Jr. for the team lead. And that now brings up the lefty Connor Scott. 0-for-1 today with a fly out to center. Ben Scooter fires. It's a called strike one right on the outside corner. A curveball at 79. Scott, including that first at-bat today, is 4-for-14 since joining Biloxi last Saturday night. First week with the team has been quite an eventful one. The pitch. He drives it out to deep center. Thompson races back on it at the warning track, reaches out, and he makes the catch. Hauls it in over his shoulder, and Wilkin retreats back to first. Scott stung that one to deep center. But now 2 out and a runner on for Ernesto Martinez Jr. Brock Wilkins at first is the tying run. Martinez at the plate is the go-ahead run. It's a 3-2 game. On the top of the third inning. Alrighty, Ben Scooter sets, now fires. Martinez takes away, and the count goes to 1-0. Martinez drew a walk back in the second inning. Gets the pitch. Martinez swings and misses. Curveball low at 79, and the count evens 1-1. Two out, one on. 3-2 Chattanooga in the top of the third. Martinez calls time and steps out. Talked about all the flair and the colors and the batting gloves and the gear today on today's pregame interview. Today he's wearing a turquoise leg guard, a turquoise elbow guard, and some blue batting gloves. The pitch. Martinez stings it on one hop into right center for a base hit. Thompson after it into the alleyway. Wilkin at third. Martinez hustles in a second, slides in with a double. That's his 4th hit of the series, his 2nd extra base hit of the series. And it now brings up the righty Adam Hall with runners on 2nd and 3rd. And 2 away. Tying run 90 feet away for Biloxi. Martinez stung that one off the bat at 108 miles an hour. Now a chance to give Biloxi at least a share of the lead, if not the lead itself, is the red-hot Adam Hull. Hit by a pitch in the wrist in the second. The Shuckers have two on with two away. The guy who's recorded a hit 11 straight steps in. Ben Scooter fires. Hull swings and misses. Fastball top of the zone at 95. And the count goes to no balls and one strike. The pitch, Hall takes away, and the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch, Hall takes off the outside corner, and the count goes to 2 balls and a strike. Two balls, one strike, two away. Ben Scooter fires. Hall takes off the outside corner. Slider at 89, and the count goes to 3-1. Three balls, one strike, two away. Ben Scooter fires. Hall fouls it back, and the count goes full. The 3-2 pitch. Hull swings and misses. Chases a high fastball at 97. Fastest pitch of the day from Ben Scooter. And it keeps Chattanooga in the lead through 2.5. Shuckers get a run in, though. One run on two hits, no errors. And two runners left on base. We're through 2.5. And it's 3-2 Chattanooga on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
And we're back with the action. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever?
That's right, Jim. With an irresistible taste and zero sugar, Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any sports fan. So make sure you... Wait, Jim, I didn't mean try it right now. We're still on the air.
Best Coke ever? Take a taste, Jen.
Really?
No, not right now, Jen. We got a game to call.
Brand new Shucker Shop is your destination for all Shuckers, King Cakes, and Beach Chickens merchandise. Doubling in size this past offseason, make sure to stop by for hats, apparels, novelties, and more. Visit the shop at the ballpark or visit them online at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Hey guys, splash in with the newest attraction at the ballpark, Schooner Splash Zone, presented by Gulf Breeze Landscaping. Schooner Splash Zone offers a safe aquatic experience for kids of all ages with over 20 different water spray features. It includes some big and small nautical-themed features, multiple ground sprays, hey, and even a slide. The Splash Zone is free for all kids to use during the 2024 season, so reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bottom three at AT&T Field in Chattanooga. And the righty Logan Henderson set to face the order for the second time today. Shuckers trail it 3-2. We come to you live from the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth in Chattanooga. Hendrick digs in from the left side against the righty Logan Henderson. 3-1, 3-2 Chattanooga. All three runs came in the second. Henderson delivers. Swing and a miss. Changeup at 78. And the count goes to no balls and one strike. Henderson delivers. Misses off the outside corner with another changeup, this time at 80 miles an hour. And the count evens 1-1. Hendrick popped out to short in the first. Top of the order did not fare well against Henderson first time through. The 1-1 pitch. Hendrick drives it out to deep center. Rodriguez races back on it at the warning track, runs out of room, and it's gone. Hendrick drives his sixth one of the year out of the yard. Touches home with his sixth homer of the year, 20th run driven in, 404 feet. And Chattanooga leads it 4-2. They get that run back that Biloxi scored in the top of the inning. Ivan Johnson digs in from the left side. First pitch sliced foul. Third base side and out of play. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. Johnson 0 for 1 today with a strikeout. Gets the pitch. Swing and a miss. Changeup at 77. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Anderson delivers. Johnson takes low. Changeup at 80 miles an hour. And the count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Fisted out towards short left center over Martin's head at short and down for a base hit. He rounds first, heads to second. The throw to Array, not in time. Johnson slides around the tag. And it's a hustle double. Brings up the righty, Matt Nelson. That is the third extra base hit against Henderson tonight. By the way, fans, you can join in on the broadcast with our Text the Booth line. Text the Booth at 601-514-0776. The pitch to the righty, Nelson. Misses off the inside corner for ball one. Again, the number is 601-514-0776. And let us know where you're tuning in from tonight. Johnson off second. 4-2 Chattanooga in the third. Henderson delivers. Nelson takes a strike on the outside corner, a changeup at 81, and the count evens one ball and one strike. The 1-1 pitch, runner off to third, pitch misses away, the throw to third, high, Warren in the tag, and it's not in time. Johnson swipes third. It's his 11th stolen base of the year. The count of two balls and one strike. Already 4-2 Chattanooga in the bottom of the third. Checkers bring the infield in. There's nobody out. The 2-1 pitch misses low, and the count goes to 3-1. It does not look like there's anybody up yet in the Shuckers bullpen. Henderson about to throw his 50th pitch of the night. And we're just in the third inning with nobody out. The 3-1 pitch. Nelson fouls it off the instep of his front foot. And the count goes full. Henderson delivers. Nelson drives it towards center. Rodriguez races in on it, settles under it, makes the catch. Johnson tags from third and comes home. The throw is not in time up the third baseline. It's a sack fly for Matt Nelson, and it is 5-2 Chattanooga. That ties Henderson's career high for runs allowed in a start. Did so last June against the Augusta Green Jackets, the Atlanta Braves single-A affiliate. It's Nelson's 15th RBI of the year. And it's a 5-2 lead. The pitch to the righty, Nick Northcutt, comes home. Northcutt drives one out to deep right. Scott back on it at the warning track. Rounds it off, looks up, and it's gone. Northcutt hits his league-leading 19th of the year, and it is 6-2 Chattanooga. Northcutt drives one over the wall in right center. And the lookouts have stunned Biloxi. 6 runs in 2 1/3 innings against the Shecker starter and Logan Henderson, who had been nothing short of dominant since being called up to Double-A in early June. It is 6-2 Chattanooga. The pitch to the righty, Ruben Ibarra, comes home. And it's a called strike one. Change of at 80 miles an hour. Henderson fires. Ibarra hammers it to deep left. Ball is back on it at the warning track, and he makes the catch one step shy of the wall. Ibarra almost made it 7-2. But it stays in the ballpark, and it brings up the lefty, Dominic Patella. If there is one thing Chattanooga does very well, is it is hit homers. Enter today with 74 on the season, second most in the Southern League, top 10 mark in Double-A. And they've hit 3 of them tonight off Henderson. The pitch, bunt shown, placed up the third baseline, foul. And the count goes to no balls and a strike against the lefty, Patella. Patella singled in the second. The pitch. Patella swings and misses. Changeup at 79 miles an hour. And the count goes to no balls and 2 strikes. It is 6-2 lookouts in the bottom of the third inning. The 0-2 pitch. Patella takes low, and the count goes to 1-2. That was a changeup at 79 from Henderson. As the pitch count is ballooned to 57 in 3 innings of work. One and two, the count to Patella. Henderson delivers. Patella drives it towards center. Rodriguez drifts back on it towards left center, under it, and he makes the catch. In the inning, 3 runs on 3 hits, including homers from Austin Hendrick and Nick Northcutt. No errors, nobody left on base. We're through 3, and it's 6-2 lookouts on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuildTrailersMS.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with 2 locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
Top of the fourth inning, and Sam Benscooter is back to work for Chattanooga. It is a 6-2 Lookouts lead over the Shuckers, and the righty Nick Cale digs in. Back of the right-handed box, first pitch is a curveball and a called strike one. Shuckers today, 2 runs on 3 hits for the Lookouts, 6 runs on 6 hits. Neither team's committed an error, and we've already seen 4 home runs hit in this thing. 0-1 pitch misses low, and the count evens 1-1. The Shuckers have hit one. It was from Carlos Rodriguez back in the first inning. That made it 1-0 Biloxi. The 1-1 pitch. Cale pops it foul. Backing out of play in our direction. And it's up on top of the ballpark. And the ballpark roof. Count goes to 1-2. Meanwhile, Chattanooga smashed 3 homers. Justice Thompson over the scoreboard and left. Austin Hendrick into the pavilion in right. And Nick Northcutt over the wall in center have helped score 6 runs on 6 hits for Chattanooga. The 1-2 pitch misses low and away, and the count evens 2-2. Cale's 0-for-1 today, fled to right back in the second. The 2-2 pitch, Cale takes low and away. And the count goes full. Benscooter has had a lengthy relief appearance. Nobody's up in Chattanooga's pen, but he's about to throw his 57th pitch. Comes home. Cale drives it out to left. McAfee, the left fielder, under it. Takes 2 steps back, 1 step to his left, and he makes the catch. And retires Cale for the first down. That was Benscooter's 57th pitch of the day. He's thrown 2 1/3 innings. Shuckers bled his pitch count. And the switch hitter Xavier Warren steps in. Cale hammered it off the bat at 100 miles an hour, but just got under it. 2 out, nobody on. Check that. 1 out, nobody on. Shuckers trail at 6-2. The pitch to Warren, swing and a miss on a curveball down low at 79 miles an hour. Warren struck out. The pitch is fouled back, and the count goes to no balls and 2 strikes. That was buried on the inside corner at 96. Warren struck out on a curveball back in the second. It's off the outside corner against Benscooter. No balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. Benscooter delivers. Warren takes low. A slider at 81. And the count goes to 1-2. One ball, 2 strikes, 1 away. It is 6-2 Chattanooga in the top of the fourth inning. The pitch, Warren takes low, and the count evens 2-2. Warren steps out of the box for a moment and digs back in. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. Now the pitch. Warren breaks his bat and pops it up. Third baseline foul territory. Nelson over the catcher, slides, makes the catch, and Northcutt hops over him so they do not collide into each other. What a play from Nelson. Made a sliding grab up the third base line, and Northcutt coming in on a dead sprint. Hopped right on over him. Now 2 away for the righty, Casey Martin.
It is a 6-2 lead for the Lookouts in the top of the fourth inning. Martin 0 for 1 today. Popped out to short back in the second. Now the pitch. Martin swings and misses. Slider at 88. The count goes to no balls and one strike. The pitch. Slider misses away. This time at 86. And the count evens one ball and one strike. The 1-1 pitch misses off the inside corner. The count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 pitch. Martin takes a strike on the outside corner, and the count evens 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two away. Now the pitch. Martin takes strike three on the outside corner. Fastball at 94. And that ends the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We're through 3.5. And it's 6-2 Lookouts in the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Thirsty Thursday presented by PBR, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108 is back. Kick off the weekend with $2 PBR bottles, drafts, hot dogs, and Coca-Cola products. Fans can splash in with $4 draft beer specials on Miller Lite and Coors Light at the first and third base beer gardens. Fans can also cash in on almost 60% savings with the Thirsty Thursday deal, which includes a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers for $16 in advance. Reserve your seats today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey guys, Trey Bobin, head groundskeeper of Biloxi Shuckers. Rep the Shuckers all season long with T-Shirt Tuesday at Shuckers Ballpark. Be one of the first 250 through the gates during every Tuesday home game and receive a special Shuckers T-shirt. Each Tuesday features a different design, so you don't want to miss out. Reserve your tickets today at Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Welcome back to AT&T Field in Chattanooga. We move to the bottom of the fourth inning, and the Shuckers go to the bullpen. Logan Henderson done after he allows a career-high 6 runs on 6 hits in 3 innings. And the righty T.J. Shook enters. Fires to the righty Quincy McAfee, and the first pitch misses low. Shook makes his 17th appearance of the season, 62 and a third innings with a 4.76 ERA. The 1-0 pitch, McAfee takes away, and the count goes to 2-0. 24 walks and 73 strikeouts. McAfee drove in a run with a sack fly in the second. 2-0 pitch, swing and a miss. There's the changeup from Shook, and the count goes to 2-1. Shook big on sinker, slider, changeup guy. The 2-1 pitch. McAfee swings and misses. Changeup at 84. And the count evens 2-2. It's a little bit like Logan Henderson's and how much movement it gets in towards the righty. A little lower spin, but still a ton of movement on that pitch. The 2-2 pitch. McAfee pops it up, first base side, foul, out of the play, into the seats. Flatters off the metal bleachers. And the count stays at 2-2. The pitch is fouled off. Kale behind the plate. And the count stays at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out. Shook delivers. McAfee rolls it left side of the infield. Backhanded by Martin at short. Off the back of the infield. Fires to first. Martinez goes for the pick and it deflects off his mitt. It goes as an E6 on Martin, his eighth error of the season. And it brings up the righty, Justice Thompson. One on, nobody out. 6-2 lookouts in the bottom of the fourth inning. And the righty Thompson stands in. Smashed one over the scoreboard and left back in the second. Shook steps off and stares over. McAfee was dancing back and forth. It's 6-2 lookouts in the fourth. Shook delivers. Thompson takes up and in. And the count goes to 1-0. Thompson, a sixth-round selection by the Reds out of the University of North Carolina back in 2021. The 1-0 pitch. Slider misses off the inside corner, and the count goes to 2-0. Another Tar Heel is going to be in the news tomorrow with the first round of the draft getting underway tomorrow night. Vance Honeycutt, UNC Tar Heel star, likely to be picked somewhere in the first round. The 2-0 delivery, runner off to second. Thompson smacks it foul, third base side, and the count goes to 2-1. A couple of mock drafts had the Brewers projected to draft Honeywell, the star outfielder for the Tar Heels. Brewers have their selection right in the middle of the first round. As they made the playoffs last year, they were not involved in the lottery that took place. The pitch tips foul back to the screen, and the count evens 2-2. Because of that, the Cincinnati Reds will be selecting second. The Reds last year had the 13th worst record in baseball. The A's, Royals, Rockies, and White Sox were each of the top four teams that were vying for the number one pick, the four worst teams in baseball last year. Check back to first, the tag, not in time. McAfee's back in time. The Cleveland Guardians will pick first, Reds will pick second, and the Brewers will pick 17th. They'll have one pick in the first round, another pick in competitive balance round A. That's the 34th overall pick. The pitch, runner off to second, slider misses away. Third to second on a hop is short of the bag. And McAfee has a stolen base, and the count goes full. For McAfee, that's his third stolen base of the season in four attempts. The Brewers tomorrow will have four picks within the first 74 selections of the MLB first-year player draft. First two rounds are tomorrow, televised tomorrow night. The 3-2 pitch, Thompson fists it foul back in our direction, and it smacks down below the broadcast booth. And a young fan, three rows down, gets it. Three balls, two strikes, nobody out. McAfee takes his lead off second. Now the pitch. Called strike three on the inside corner. Fastball at 92. And Thompson's down on strikes for the first down. Catcher Nick Kale out to the mound to talk to TJ Shook. Gives us a chance to take a look at the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update around the Southern League. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. They're through six in Pearl. Birmingham Barons, Mississippi Braves are knotted at 2. Bottom 5, Biscuits lead the Smokies 6-0. And in the top of the 5th inning, Rocket City, the Trash Pandas, and Blue Wahoos are scoreless. Here at 6-2 Chattanooga in the bottom of the 4th, Shook back and ready to go. The pitch, slider, club down the left field line, tails towards the pole, and it's gone. Jose Torres smashes the 4th home run of the day for the Lookouts, and it's 8-2. Torres jogs on home with his 4th homer of the season. His 17th and 18th runs driven in off the bat at 104 miles an hour, 362 feet. And it's 8-2 Chattanooga. They have scored 8 of this game's last 9 runs since the Shuckers took a 1-0 lead. And lefty Austin Hendrick stands in. The pitch, Hendrick drives it deep down the right field line. Scott towards the line into foul territory, runs out of room, reaches over. But it's out of play, and the count goes to no balls and a strike. Hendrick, 1-for-2 tonight. The pitch misses way wide and hits the backstop. The count evens 1-1. Hendrick hit a solo shot in the 3rd inning over the wall in right center, his 6th homer of the season. The 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Changeup at 84 down low, and the count goes to 1-2. The pitch, fisted out towards left center. Rodriguez is over, and it's down for a base hit. Hendrick, a hard turnaround first, scampers back to the bag. It's the 2nd hit of the inning for Chattanooga. And the switch hitter, Ivan Johnson, walks up to the plate and digs in from the left side against the righty Shook. Already 8 runs on 8 hits for Chattanooga. We're just in the bottom of the 4th inning with 1 away. Shook fires. Johnson takes low, and the count goes to 1-0. Hendrick takes his lead off first. Now the pitch. Johnson swings and misses. Fastball at 92, and the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch, runner off to 2nd, swing and a miss, nope throw. And Hendrick swipes 2nd. That is the 3rd stolen base tonight by Chattanooga. And it is Hendrick's 11th stolen base of the year in 16 attempts. 1-2 the count with 1 away. Hendrick dances off 2nd, stops halfway, pitch, swing and a miss. Johnson loses his grip on the bat and clatters behind home plate. Now 2 away for the righty Matt Nelson. It's 8-2 Chattanooga. 2 outs and a runner on 2nd in the bottom of the 4th. Shook delivers. Nelson takes up and in. It's a sinker at 93, and the count goes to 1-0. Nelson's 0-for-1 tonight, struck out swinging in the 1st. Drove in a run with a sac fly to center in the 3rd. The 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Change up low at 84, and the count evens 1-1. Chattanooga, 3 in the 2nd, 3 in the 3rd, 2 in the 4th. The 1-1 pitch. Nelson drives it foul. First base side and out of play. And the count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Nelson takes strike three in the outside corner. Fastball at 93 retires Nelson. And that ends the inning. In the frame, two runs, two hits, one error, and one runner left on base. We head to the fifth. It is 8-2 Chattanooga on the Shuckers Radio Network.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives. With same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi. Biloxi, Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
This is Rochelle with Healing Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Healing Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Healing Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
We head to the top of the fifth inning. Righty Sam Benscooter is back to work, and the Shuckers trail at 8-2 against the Lookouts. AT&T Field in Chattanooga, the location. Game five of a six-game set, and the lefty Dylan O'Ray faces off against the righty Sam Benscooter. Benscooter has gone three innings and allowed just a run. The pitch to the lefty O'Ray is a called strike one in the outside corner. Eight runs, eight hits, no errors for the Lookouts. Two runs, three hits, and an error for the Shuckers. The pitch. O'Ray chops it right side of the infield. Torres, the second baseman to his left, spears it, fires to first. Retires O'Ray for the first out. One away, and it brings up the lefty Carlos Rodriguez. Rodriguez, 1-for-2 today with a solo shot. First homer of the year back in the first inning. Benscooter fires, and it's called strike one. Right down the middle, a fastball at 93. The 0-1 pitch. Rodriguez takes a slider on the outside corner for strike two. No balls, two strikes, one away. Benscooter has been rolling ever since Martinez smacked a double. The pitch misses low. Nelson blacks it up. The count goes to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, one away. Now the pitch. Rodriguez takes up and away, and the count evens 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one away. The 2-2 pitch. Called strike three on the outside corner. Rodriguez does not like the home call. and walks back to the dugout. Two away. It's the fourth strikeout of the night for Ben Scooter, and it brings up the righty Brock Woken. It's an 8-2 Lookouts lead in the top of the fifth. Brock Woken digs in. He's one for two today with an RBI. That came back in the third inning. The pitch is a slider and a called strike one. Ben Scooter, though, a fascinating case of college loyalties. A kid born and raised in Ann Arbor, Michigan, home to the University of Michigan. The 0-1 pitch. Woken fouls it back, and the count goes 0-2. Famously haters of Michigan State. And where did Sam Ben Scooter go to school? Michigan State in East Lansing. Ben Scooter was a team captain for the Spartans back in 2020, his senior year. I'm sure it's a fun Thanksgiving when Ben Scooter goes back to Ann Arbor and starts walking around in green. The pitch. Woken swings and misses. Slider down low. And that ends the inning. Ben Scooter's been terrific in relief. And the Lookouts have given him quite the cushion. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base in the top of the fifth. It's 8-2 Lookouts on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Be the all-star of your team with the sweet experience at the ballpark. With an indoor air-conditioned hospitality area and outdoor seating, a suite is the perfect way to entertain clients, reward employees, or bring your group out for a night of Biloxi Shuckers baseball. For more information and to reserve your suite, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Pups to the ballpark with Bark in the Park during select Wednesday home games throughout the 2024 season. Fans and their four-legged friends can purchase tickets for $15 in advance and sit in dog-friendly sections 117 and 119. For more information and tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey everybody, Jackson Rainey, assistant groundskeeper of the Biloxi Shuckers. Celebrate your next birthday Shucker style at the ballpark. Packages are available for all ages to create your best birthday party. All parties include 10 tickets and 10 food vouchers. The celebration continues with a special Shuckers birthday gift and a pregame video board recognition. For more information and to schedule your Shucktastic party, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
We head to the bottom of the fifth inning. It is 8-2, Chattanooga up on Biloxi. Righty T.J. Shook delivers, and the righty Nick Northcutt takes low for ball one. Eight runs, eight hits, no errors for the Lookouts. Two runs, three hits, and an error for the Shuckers. The pitch to Northcutt. Slider misses away, and the count goes to 2-0. Northcutt today, one for two, with a mammoth homer to dead center back in the third inning to help build an 8-2 lead for Chattanooga. 2-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball back on the inside corner. And the count goes to 2-1. That home run is league-leading 19th homer of the year. And that's been Northcutt's calling card throughout his career ever since he was in the Red Sox system. The 2-1 pitch. Chopped foul. Third base side. And the count evens 2-2. The guy who led the South Atlantic League in 2022 with 26 homers, hit 30 homers in 103 games in 2022 between Greenville and Portland. The pitch misses away, and the count goes full. But he now has 33 career AA homers in 164 games. 3-2 pitch. Northcutt takes low, and it's ball four. Puts man on with nobody out for the righty, Ruben Ibarra. He gives us a chance to take a look and say hello to a few folks on our Text the Booth line. We'd like to say hello to George in Grand Ridge, Florida. Kane in Ocean Springs and Sarah in Biloxi. The pitch to the righty, Ibarra, is a called strike one, sinker at 90 miles an hour. We'd also like to say hello to David, who's tuning in back in Mississippi. And we'd like to say hi to Ty, who's tuning in from the ballpark tonight in Chattanooga. It's an 8-2 lookouts lead in the bottom of the fifth. Shook comes home. Ibarra takes a slider, called a strike. And the count goes to 0-2. Ibarra stands out for a moment. That pitch was called a strike on the outside corner. Ibarra calls time just to collect himself. Was not a fan of that call. Check back to first. Northcutt back to the bag. The ball bounces into Martinez's mitt. Count no balls, two strikes, nobody out. Ibarra is 1-for-2 today with a single back in the second. The pitch. Tipped foul. No, it's a called strike three. They say Ibarra did not make contact. Ball gets by Cale. Northcutt goes to second on a wild pitch, and Ibarra strikes out swinging. That ball was about 10 inches off the outside corner. Ibarra swung at it. It got by Cale, but Cale didn't move. Either way, it's a strikeout for Shook, his fourth of the day. And now he faces the lefty, Dominic Patelli. The pitch, Patelli tips it into Cale's mitt. The count goes to no balls and a strike. The 0-1 pitch, Patelli chops it foul towards the Shuckers dugout and into the Shuckers dugout first base side. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Somebody's warming up in the Chattanooga bullpen. It is a number 49 who is not on a roster. The 0-2 pitch misses low, and the count goes to 1-2. So some pitcher is missing his red jersey and is having to borrow someone else's for a non-used number 49. So we'll see who it is when they enter. We can tell you it's a righty. And he wears a tan mitt. It's about as far as we can get with who it is out in the bullpen for Chattanooga. The 1-2 pitch. Patelli takes off the inside corner, and the count evens 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one away. Shook delivers. Patelli slices it down the left field line. It is foul. Two hops towards the corner. And the count stays at 2-2. Two pitch. Patelli ropes it first base side, foul. And the count stays 2-2. He's got the field surrounded. Foul ball hard down the left field line. Foul ball hard down the right field line. Connor Scott takes the baseball and hurls it into the seats. A couple fans scamper after it. And now a dad has it and has to pick which one of his kids he's going to give it to. He's got about four different options. 2-2 pitch. Patelli hits it on two hops in a right center. In for a base hit. Rodriguez cuts it off in a right center. Northcutt rounds third and comes home. The throw is way late and about 10 feet out in front of home plate. And with the throw, Patelli escapes to second. And it's 9-2 lookouts. It's Patelli's 13th RBI of the year, his second run driven in tonight. Check that, his second hit tonight. It is a single for Patelli. Advances to second on the throw. And it brings up the righty Quincy McAfee. It's 9-2 lookouts in the bottom of the fifth. Pitch from Shook. Misses up and in, and it hits McAfee right on the shoulder. And now two on with one away for the righty Justice Thompson. Nine runs, nine hits tonight for the lookouts. After they were shut out yesterday on 15 strikeouts. The pitch to Thompson, swing and a miss and a slider low and away. The count goes to no balls and a strike. Today, they have struck out six times, scored nine runs, tallied nine hits. They've tallied four homers, four singles and a double. The 0-1 pitch. Both runners go. Thompson flies it towards center. Rodriguez is back on it. Both runners retreat. He's under it, and he makes the catch. 2 away, and the righty Jose Torres steps in. The lookouts were attempting a double steal up 9-2 in the bottom of the fifth inning. So this is a team, and we've seen it in this series. The bullpen allows a couple of runs. Offense has not been a problem for Chattanooga here in the second half, and as big of a way as the bullpen has been an issue. The pitch, fisted foul back to the screen, and the count goes to no balls and a strike. Entering today, the Shuckers had put up 31 runs in the first four games of this series. They scored exactly 11 runs twice in the first four games. If you were Chattanooga, you'd love all the padding you can get on your lead. The 0-1 pitch. Torres takes low, and the count evens 1-1. The righty Shook set at the belt. Now delivers. Torres hits it on one hop to second. O'Ray gobbles it up, gathers, fires to first in time, and it ends the inning. One run, one hit, no errors. Two runners left on base, and we go to the sixth. It's 9-2 lookouts on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
We end at the top of the sixth inning, and the lookouts are off to the bullpen for the second time tonight. It is the righty Luis May who enters for the righty Sam Benscooter. Done after he allows one run on two hits in four innings. And the lefty Connor Scott digs in for Biloxi. Lookouts lead it 9-2 over the Shuckers. The fireballer May delivers. First pitch is driven out to right center, down for a base hit. Hendrick ranges over to the alleyway, grabs it, fires it in. And Connor Scott has a hit in each of his first five games with the Shuckers in 2024. And it brings up the lefty Ernesto Martinez Jr. This is May's second double-A appearance. Last appearance, he finished out the game on Wednesday, an 11-2 lookouts loss with 1 2/3 scoreless innings and three strikeouts. The pitch to Martinez misses up and away at 96, and the count goes to 1-0. May was recently promoted from High A Dayton, where he walked almost as many as he struck out. 1-0 pitch misses low, and the count goes to 2-0. And that's been a theme on pitchers the Shuckers have seen in this series. Sam Benscooter, despite allowing just one run, threw 77 pitches in four innings. Yesterday, Kevin Abel threw 73 and 2 2/3. The pitch, Martinez drives it out to left center. McAfee charges, and it drops in for a single. Scott moves to second, Martinez at first, and the Shuckers can make this thing interesting here in the sixth inning. Martinez has a multi-hit performance. He's reached base three times tonight. And it brings up the righty Adam Hall. But the Shuckers have been able to bleed pitch counts from this Lookouts team. See what they can do here against May. May delivers. Hall takes up and in. He pirouettes out of the way, and the count goes to 1-0. That was a sinker at 99 from May. The 1-0 pitch. Hall takes a slider for a called strike on the inside corner at 84, and the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch, Hall dribbles it foul back to the screen, and the count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch, Hall takes a slider low, and the count evens 2-2. The pitch. Hall slices it foul above the Shuckers dugout first base side. Count it 2 balls and 2 strikes. Scott's at second. Martinez is at first. 9-2 lookouts in the top of the sixth. May delivers. Slider misses off the outside corner, and the count goes full. The 3-2 pitch. Hall swings and misses. Slider at 84. Now one away for the righty Nick Cale. Cale is 0-for-2 tonight. Flew out to right in the second, flew out to left in the fourth. The pitch, chopped to third, two hops to Northcutt. He grabs it, goes to second for one. Torres to first, in time, double play, and that ends the inning. No runs, two hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. We're through 5.5, and it's 9-2 Chattanooga on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got to make a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows it's how I get my grill on.
Checkers fans, Kaneko Sausage is the exclusive sausage supplier and hot dog provider of the Biloxi Checkers. Find them at your next trip to the ballpark, your local grocer, or visit them today at KanekaSausage.com.
It's how I get my grill on.
Brew Crew Tuesdays, presented by Coors Light, are back at the ballpark for the 2024 Shucker season. Splash in with a 20-ounce souvenir tumbler for $13 with $7 refills at the first and third base beer gardens. Reserve your tickets and join the fun today at the Shucker's box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
We head to the bottom of the sixth inning. The Checkers trail it 9-2 against the Lookouts. And the Checkers have a new arm on the hill. It is the righty Will Childers who takes over for the righty T.J. Shook. Childers, a righty, faces Austin Hendrick, a lefty, first up in the Lookouts order. The pitch fouled off towards the Checkers dugout first base side. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. Shook allows three runs, two of them earned, on three hits in two innings, one walk, four strikeouts, and 49 pitches. The pitch, chopped right side of the infield. O'Reilly was right, grabs it with his momentum towards third, throws to first. Martinez whiffs on the pick, and Hendrick moves to second. Throw there is high. Martin, the tag, they got him. It was a high throw. Martinez sailed it a bit. Martin hops in the air and slaps the tag on Hendrick. So now one away for the switch hitter, Ivan Johnson. Hendrick reaches on an E6 and then is thrown out trying to advance to second, 3-6. And the switch hitter, Johnson, digs in from the left side. Childers fires. Swing and a miss for strike one. Fastball down low. Childers makes his 13th appearance of the season. 4.91 ERA in 14 and two-thirds innings. Five walks, 18 strikeouts. The pitch, swing and a miss. Slider low at 90 miles an hour. The count goes to no balls and two strikes. The 0-2 pitch misses low, and the count goes to 1-2. Childers fires. Rolled to second. O'Reilly has it. Takes a step. Fires to first. And it retires Johnson for the second out. By the way, there has been a scoring change on Hendrick. It is now ruled a single instead of an E6. So O'Reilly not credited with the error. Instead, it's a three-hit night for Hendrick. And now two outs. Nobody on. And the righty Matt Nelson stands in against the righty Will Childers. Childers delivers. Nelson takes strike one on the outside corner. Nelson today 0-2, two strikeouts and a sac fly to center. The pitch, chopped to short. Martin has it, gathers, fires a strong throw to first, and it retires Nelson for the final out. No runs, one hit, no errors, nobody left on base, and we move to the seventh. It is 9-2 Chattanooga. on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
This is Brock Wilkin, and you're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
We head to the top of the seventh, and the righty Luis May is back to work for Chattanooga. Javik Blake alongside you. It has been all lookouts tonight. 9 runs, 10 hits, 4 homers. Well, the Shuckers have 2 runs on 5 hits, a homer of their own, but also an error. The righty May faces the switch hitter Xavier Warren that digs in from the left side. May, a guy who can touch 100, rears back and delivers home. It's a slider and a called strike one. He's armed with a turbo sinker that got it up to 99 last inning. The 0-1 pitch. Warren takes inside, gets out of the way, and it hits him. So he didn't quite get out of the way, trying to, but finds a way to get on base for the first time tonight. It brings up the righty Casey Mark. It is a 9-2 lead for the Lookouts in the top of the seventh. May delivers. Martin takes low and away for ball one. That was a sinker at 97 from May. The 1-0 pitch. Martin takes low and away, and the count goes to 2-0. The 2-0 pitch misses off the inside corner, and the count goes to 3 balls and no strikes. Righty May comes set. Now delivers. Sinker misses low, and it is a 4-pitch walk after he hits the leadoff batter. And now 2 on with nobody out for the top of the order and Dylan O'Reilly. Nelson, the catcher, out to the mound. Quick conversation with May. It is a 9-2 Lookouts advantage. And Dylan O'Reilly steps in. O'Reilly, a left-handed bat, 0 for 2 tonight with a walk, ground out, a flyout. 2 on, nobody out. May delivers. It's a called strike. Sinker on the outside corner at 99. A couple little kids are chanting Chattanooga in the stands. The 0-1 pitch misses up and in, and the count evens 1-1. You'd think they'd opt for the shorter one of lookouts. It's two syllables. But Chattanooga, that is a mouthful to chant. A lot of letters. A lot of vowels as well. 1-1 pitch. Misses off the inside corner, and the count goes to 2-1. They're making a valiant effort, though, down there. It's about five or six kids who are chanting away. The kids at the ballpark this week have been lively. They were coming up with some very creative chants on Tuesday when Bradley Blaylock was pitching. The 2-1 pitch misses low when the count goes to 3-1. And Chattanooga's bullpen gets back up and moving. Jacob Heatherly is starting to warm up while Jake Gozo is starting to do some arm stretches. May delivers. O'Reilly takes strike two. But being a little kid at a minor league baseball game is one of the most fun things you can do when you're growing up. Mom and dad bring you to the ballpark. First off, they get you food, which is always the yummy portion of the equation. You usually end up with ice cream. You possibly get a foul ball. And you and your buddies get to cheer on baseball all night. 3-2 pitch misses low, and it's ball four. They're loaded up with nobody out. And the Shuckers have yet to put a ball in play this inning. Nobody's up on the mound in the Chattanooga bullpen. But Warren's at third, Martin's at second, O'Reilly's at first. And up comes Carlos Rodriguez. 1-for-3 today with a solo shot back in the first. The pitch. He takes off the inside corner for ball one. The 1-0 pitch. Rodriguez chops it towards third. Northcutt charges. It's off his glove and trickles on the infield. Patelli, the shortstop, charges and grabs it. Everybody advances, and it's now 9-3. It is an RBI single from Rodriguez. It's his second RBI tonight, 33rd of the year. And now the Shuckers down 9-3. Have Brock Wilkin at the plate, who can make this a two-run game and a swing of a bat. The pitch. Slider misses up and in, and the count goes to 1-0. And there is still nobody up in the Chattanooga bullpen. It's 9-3 lookouts in the top of the seventh. The pitch. Slider called a strike on the outside corner, and the count evens 1-1. May, meanwhile, has thrown 28 pitches and just 12 strikes. 16 have been out of the zone. The pitch. Check swing. Pitch up and in. First base umpire Tim Barrera says he does not go. The count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 pitch. Wilkin chops it to short. Patelli grabs it on the run, flips to second for one. Throw to first is in time. It drives in a run, but a double play erases Rodriguez. O'Reilly moves to third. Martin scores. It is not an RBI for Wilkin. And it is now 9-4. Lookouts. And the lefty, Connor Scott, digs in. Two out and runner on third. The pitch. Scott takes low and inside, and the count goes to 1-0. Scott, 1-for-3 tonight with an RBI single off May. Check that, just a single off May to lead off the sixth inning. The 1-0 pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. Slider at 85, and the count evens 1-1. The pitch misses up and away, and the count goes to 2-1. The pitch. Scott takes inside. It gets by Nelson, and it deflects right back to him. Ray was thinking about going home when about five steps stops and turns around. Count at 3-1. And there's still nobody warming up in Chattanooga's bullpen. Three balls, one strike, two away. But May delivers. Scott swings and drives it out to left. McAfee under it. Waits for it, and he makes the catch. The Shuckers score two in the inning. Two runs on one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. It's time to stretch in Chattanooga. Shuckers trail it 9-4 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Come to the ballpark and join the Shuckers for the best fireworks show on the coast after every Friday home game. Each fireworks show will showcase the best fireworks on the coast with unique music, themes, and colors and make the perfect Friday for the whole family. Blast off with fun at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
This is Billy Adams with the Biloxi Shuckers. Bring your community partners together and use Biloxi Shuckers baseball as an exciting way to raise funds, bring awareness, and exceed expectations. Select a game date, buy and sell tickets, and promote your night, all with the Shuckers. Sign up today at 228-233-3465 or email the sales team at sales@biloxishuckers.com. Make your night a grand slam today.
Right-handed inning, Nick Northcutt leads it off for Chattanooga. We are into the bottom of the seventh. It is 9-4 lookouts in what has been an offensive showcase. And the righty Nick Northcutt up, first pitch, misses off the inside corner from the righty Will Childers. And the count goes to 1-0. Northcutt has been part of the offensive explosion tonight from the lookouts. 1-for-2 with the solo homer. The pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball outside corner at 95. And the count evens 1-1. Northcutt smashed one to deep center back in the third. His league-leading 19th of the season. The 1-1 pitch. Northcutt hits it on one hop foul third base side. And the count goes to 1-2. 9 runs on 10 hits tonight for the lookouts. They've hit 4 homers. The second time this year they've hit at least 4 homers in a game against Biloxi. They hit 5 back in the first series between these two teams in the Sunday finale. 1-2 pitch. Misses off the outside corner. Fastball at 95. That did not miss by much. Counter 2-2. The 2-2 pitch popped up, first base side, foul territory. Kale ditches the mask, runs over, and it's into the seats. Count stays at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out. It's 9-4 lookouts in the bottom of the seventh. Childers fires. It's a called strike 3. Slider on the outside corner at 89. And Northcutt's down on strikes for the first down. Brings up the righty Ruben Ibarra and gives us a chance to take a look at the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update around the Brewers organization. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Bucks.com. Brewers fell earlier today by a 6-5 final against the Washington Nationals. The pitch to Ibarra. Check swing on a slider, and he goes around for strike one. Finals elsewhere in the system. In the Dominican Republic, Brewers 1 wins 8-4 over the Reds DSL affiliate. Brewers 2 falls 2-1 against Astros Orange. Arizona Complex League, Brewers defeat the Rockies by a 5-2 score. Fredericksburg defeats Carolina by a 5-2 score in single A. As Childers, the righty, delivers. Ibarra swings and misses. And the count goes 0-2. Meanwhile, top of the second inning, Wisconsin and West Michigan are suspended in Appleton. They'll make it up with two tomorrow. They'll play the completion of the regularly scheduled game and then play a seven-inning game two tomorrow. 0-2 pitch. Ibarra checks his swing on a slider. First base umpire Barrera says he does not go, and the count goes to 1-2. Everything else is in action. Game two of a doubleheader. Fredericksburg leads Carolina 5-0 in the top of the seventh. Bottom of the sixth in AAA, Nashville trails Iowa 3-2. 1-2 pitch. Ibarra rolls it to short. Martin to his left, grabs it towards second, gathers, fires to first in time. Almost snuck through Martinez's mitt over at first. And now two away for the lefty, Dominic Patelli. Patelli, 2-for-3 tonight with an RBI single back in the fifth. It's 9-4 lookouts in the bottom of the seventh. The pitch. Patelli takes off the outside corner for ball one. The 1-0 pitch. Check swing goes around. And the count evens 1-1. Patelli entered today just 1-for-10 with 5 strikeouts in the series. It has been a very different type of day for him tonight. 1-1 pitch. Patelli takes low and the count goes to 2-1. He's 2-for-3. 2 singles. 2 hard hit singles as well and a stolen base. Up to 21 stolen bases on the season, including 5 this week in 5 games. 2-1 pitch. Patelli fouls it back, and the count evens 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two away with nobody on. The pitch. Lifted foul, third base side, and out of play. Count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Childers kicks and delivers. Jess misses off the outside corner at 97. And the count goes to 3 balls and 2 strikes. Patelli calls time and stands out. Now digs in. 2 out, the bottom of the seventh. 9-4 lookouts over the Shuckers. Childers delivers. Patelli takes a slider at the knees for strike 3 and then ends the inning. Nice 1-2-3 inning from Childers. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. And we go to the eighth. 9-4 lookouts on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJsAutoParts.com.
BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives with same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi, Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
This is Rochelle with Healing Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Healing Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Healing Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
Ernesto Martinez Jr. digs in from the left side against the new arm, the righty Jake Gozo for Chattanooga. Luis May done after two innings where he allows two runs on three hits. First pitch, Martinez takes strike one. May throws 35 pitches, but throws just 15 strikes. Walks two, hits one, allows three hits. The pitch to Martinez. Misses away, and the count evens 1-1. Gozo this year makes his 21st appearance. He has an 8.20 ERA in 26 in the third innings, 18 walks and 27 strikeouts. Gozo made his only appearance in this series on Wednesday with two scoreless innings. The pitch, Martinez takes away. It flies in and out of Nelson's mitt to the screen. And the count goes to 2-1. Martinez tonight has had a terrific night at the plate. 2-for-2 with a single, double, and a walk. The pitch shoots it foul third base side. Count evens 2-2. Gozo delivers. Martinez fouls it back to the screen, and it stays at 2-2. The 2-2 pitch misses up and away, and the count goes full. Checkers trail it by 5. It is a 9-4 Lookouts lead. Checkers took a 1-0 lead, and then the Lookouts scored 9 of the game's next 10 runs before the Checkers scored 2 in the 7th. The pitch, Martinez rolls it third base side, fair by the bag, and it rolls all the way to the corner. McAfee after it, grabs it, fires it back in towards the infield. Martinez chugs in his second with a double, and he has a 3-for-3 night. After a 2-for-3 performance last night, he has a 3-for-3 performance today. And that was off his bat at 106. And it puts a man on second with nobody out for the righty, Adam Hall. Hall is 0-for-2 today, hit by a pitch on the wrist back in the second inning. Struck out each of his last two plate appearances. It's a 9-4 lead for the Lookouts in the top of the eighth inning. Gozo fires. Hall takes low and inside, and the count goes to 1-0. The pitch fouled back to the screen. 95-mile-an-hour heater in on the hands, and the count evens 1-1. Gozo sets and delivers. Hall takes up, and the count goes to 2-1. Gozo comes home. Hall swings and misses. Fastball inside corner. And the count evens 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. Hall fists it foul ball back to the screen. Flex over the screen and into the first row. A couple of fans scramble after it. Dad gets the baseball, hands it over to either his wife or mom. And that's not good. I think it's his mom. You can't see from all the way up here in the booth. The 2-2 pitch. Hall takes strike three in the outside corner. Changeup 79. And Hall is retired for the first down. It's his mom. All right, then you can see from up here. It's a mom, a dad, and then there are three kids. Two of their kids are older. They look in their mid-20s. That's the one who caught the baseball and gave it to the mom. And then they have a third child who is probably high school age who is also there. Nick Cale steps in from the right side. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss for strike one. It is 9-4, and lookouts lead the Shuckers in the eighth inning. The 0-1 pitch. Cale swings and misses. Changeup low at 82. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Gozo steps off. Martinez is back to the second base bag. It's a 9-4 lookouts lead. One out, runner on second in the top of the eighth inning. The 0-2 pitch. Cale takes low, and the count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Cale tags it out to left center. McAfee races back on it at the warning track. He makes the catch. Martinez tags and moves towards third. The throw is cut off by Patelli. It's a deep fly out for Cale. Moves up the runner. And now a runner on third with two away for the switch hitter Xavier Warren. The pitch misses off the outside corner for ball one. 96-mile-an-hour fastball. Warren tonight is 0-for-2. He was hit by a pitch back in the seventh. It's a 9-4 lookouts advantage in the top of the eighth inning. Gozo delivers. Warren takes off the outside corner, and the count goes to 2-2. The 2-0 pitch. Warren takes low, and the count goes to 3-0. Shuckers will wrap up this series tomorrow with their final game before the All-Star break. 1:15 p.m. Central Time start. Bradley Blaylock gets the start for Biloxi. 4-2 with a 4.48 ERA against the righty Carson Rutt, who makes his first start of the week. The pitch is a called strike on the outside corner, and the count goes to 3-1. Blaylock will have 3 runs on 5 hits and 5 1/3 innings in his first start of the week on Tuesday against this lookouts lineup. the pitch. Misses away, and it's ball four. Biloxi keeps hanging around despite the fact they're down five. They've had multiple base runners on in each of the last three innings, including runners at the corners here in the top of the eighth with Casey Martin. Sent to dig in from the right side. Gozo delivers. Martin takes strike one. Fastball at 95 on the inside corner. Martin's 0 for 2 tonight. Chirawat came around to score back last inning. It is a 9-4 lead for Chattanooga. Top of the eighth inning. The pitch misses away. Gets by Nelson. Here comes Martinez. There's no throw. And everybody moves up. Martinez comes home. Warren to second on the wild pitch. And all of a sudden, it is a four-run advantage for the Lookouts and a runner in scoring position. 9-5 the lead. And Warren's at second. The 1-1 pitch. Misses off the inside corner, and the count goes to 2-1. Gozo right now, just like May, just like Ben Scooter, struggling to throw strikes. 25 pitches, 12 of them have been out of the zone. And that brings out pitching coach Todd Naskinoff. This is what's keeping Biloxi in this game right now. Free passes, free base runners. The Shuckers are still hanging around. Yes, they were down 9-2 after 5, but it's 9-5, and Chattanooga needs to figure out how to cover four more outs without allowing four runs. The Shuckers are a patient team at the plate. They're not going to swing and miss often. And Naskadov heads back to the third base dugout. The Lookouts bullpen have already allowed four runs tonight. Ben Scooter has allowed one. May allowed two. Gozo has also allowed one. It's a bullpen with an ERA of 4.92 entering today. The 2-1 pitch. Martin takes up, and the count goes to 3-1. It's a bullpen that has walked 206 batters entering today in 343 and two-thirds innings. They've walked five tonight. The 3-1 pitch. Martin takes low, and the Shuckers continue to get base runners. Martin draws a walk, and now two on with two away for the lefty Dylan O'Ray. And Carlos Rodriguez is on deck as the tying run. Nobody is up in Chattanooga's bullpen. 27 pitches, 13 strikes for Goza. Dylan O'Ray digs in from the left side. Two on, two out. The pitch. Punch shown, fouled off. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. The 0-1 pitch. O'Ray slices it foul, third base side, and it's into the seats. Counter, no balls and two strikes. No balls, two strikes, two away with two runners on. Gozo fires. O'Ray takes strike three. 95 on the outside corner, and that ends the inning. One run, one hit, no errors, and two runners left on base. We're through 7.5, and the Shuckers trail it 9-5 on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, this is Macon McCarter with the Biloxi Shuckers. Book your group outing to a Shuckers game and save. Have a group of 20, 30, 40, or more. Tickets start at $10 for groups of 20 or more. Find the best group outing experience today. For more information and to book your group's outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Named one of Mississippi's must-see music venues by Rolling Stone, the Ground Zero Blues Club in Biloxi is your destination for food, music, events, and more. Located minutes from the ballpark at 814 Howard Avenue in Biloxi, hit a home run at the Ground Zero Blues Club. For more information and upcoming acts, visit groundzerobiloxi.com or call 228-910-6600. Ground Zero Blues Club, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey y'all, this is David Blackwell with the Biloxi Shuckers. And on July 3rd, 2023, we announced the Heart of a Shucker Community Fund, which is a charitable initiative that allows for the Biloxi Shuckers to make meaningful contributions to enhance the Gulf Coast community that our team calls home. Throughout the 2024 season, the Shuckers will support and honor military organizations from across the coast prior to each Saturday home game. For more information and to see previous recipients, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
We head to the bottom of the eighth inning. Shuckers trail it 9-5 against the Lookouts. Well, they've started a comeback. Three runs in the last two innings, and the righty Will Childers is out. Lefty Russell Smith is in. First pitch is a ball off the outside corner, a fastball at 91. Childers goes two innings and goes six up, six down with a little help from his defense. One hit, no runs, no walks, one strikeout. Smith delivers, misses away. Changeup at 80 miles an hour. And the count goes to 2-0. McAfee tonight is 0-for-1. Sack fly reached on an error and has been hit by a pitch. 2-0 pitch is a called strike on the inside corner. And the count goes to 2-1. Smith comes set. Now the lefty fires. Misses up and away, and the count goes to 3-1. Smith makes his 19th appearance of the year. 25 and a third innings on the hill with a 2.84 ERA, 12 walks, and 29 strikeouts. Smith comes home. Misses away, and it's a five-pitch walk to start the inning. All righty, Justice Thompson steps in. 9-5 Lookouts lead it in the bottom of the eighth inning. Gives us a chance to take a look at the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. One game's gone final. Mississippi defeats Birmingham by a 3-2 score. Smith delivers. Thompson takes a curveball at the knees for strike one. They're going to extras between Pensacola and Rocket City. That one knotted at one in Madison. And in the top of the ninth, Montgomery all over the Smokies. It's 10-0. Smith fires home. Thompson swings and misses. Changeup at 83 on the outside corner. The count goes to no balls and two strikes. The pitch misses off the outside corner. And the count of one ball and two strikes. McAfee a short leadoff first. The pitch, runner off. It's rolled towards second. O'Ray ranges to his left, grabs it, fires to first. It's in time. What a play from O'Ray. McAfee goes to second. And there's one away for Jose Torres. O'Ray ranged over to second to cover with McAfee on the run and then pivoted, turned back towards first and was able to make the play. McAfee The pitch is lifted toward short left. Martin, the shortstop, jogs out. Hall, the left fielder, jogs in. And it's Lomu makes the catch. The Tigers, Torres for the second out. And it brings up the lefty, Austin Hendrick. Shuckers trail at 9-5. Nobody is up in the Chattanooga bullpen. So the Shuckers will get another shot against the righty Jake Gozo in the bottom of the ninth, in the top of the ninth. Two out, one on, and the lefty Austin Hendrick stands in. 9-5 lookouts. Bottom of the eighth. Smith delivers. Runner off to third. Curveball swing and a miss. Throw to third. The tag. Got him. Warren tags out McAfee while falling to the grass. And that finishes out the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base, and we go to the ninth. Shuckers down 9-5 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
We head to the ninth in Chattanooga. Shuckers trail it 9-5 against the Chattanooga Lookouts. Fifth game of a six-game set. Shuckers have won three of the first four. They already have one ninth inning comeback in their pocket this week. That was on Tuesday. Today they face the righty Jake Gozo and the lefty Carlos Rodriguez is first up. The pitch misses up and the count goes to 1-0. Biloxi tonight. Five runs, seven hits, and an error. The pitch. Rodriguez slices it down the left field line and foul. And the count evens 1-1. The lookouts, meanwhile, nine runs, ten hits, no errors, four homers. Second time this season they've hit at least four homers in a game against Biloxi. The pitch to Rodriguez is touched out to short left. McAfee, the left fielder, in, makes the catch. And Rodriguez is down for the first out. Brings up the righty, Brock Woken. 1-for-4 today. The pitch to the righty, Woken. Misses up and in for ball one. Woken tonight is 1-for-4 with an RBI single back in the third inning. Shuckers have had base runners. They've worked six walks. They've tallied seven hits. The pitch is a called strike on the inside corner. And the count evens 1-1. But Biloxi just 2-for-13 with runners in scoring position. The four homers from Chattanooga have helped their cause in a big way. The pitch. Woken smacks it. Foul. Third base side. One hop off the sidewall. And the count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Woken fouls it straight back. And the count at 1-2. Connor Scott stands on deck. Gozo fires. Woken smacks it foul, third base side. Pena ranges over in the third base coach's box and snags it. Lops it over to some kids. Has the baseball. He fumbled it for a moment, picked it up on the redirect. One ball, two strikes, one away. Gozo delivers. Woken fists it foul back and out of play. Almost clocked somebody in the head on the redirect. They get out of the way and hit off the bleachers. And the count stays at 1-2. That foul ball is brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor 228-641-9167. 1-2 pitch. Woken pops it up right side of the infield. Bar up, first baseman in. Torres, the second baseman in as well, calls him off at the last moment. And he makes the catch. Two away, and the Shockers are down to their final out. But first 10 seconds for station ID on the Shockers Radio Network.
Cruising. WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Scott in at the very back of the left-handed box against the righty Gozo. 9-5 lookouts. The pitch, Scott tags it out to short right. Hendrick over towards the line, and it drops in fair. Takes one hop into the seats, and it is a ground rule double. Scott picks up his first multi-hit performance since joining Biloxi. And the Shockers have some life with two away. Scott did not hit it hard. Got under a changeup at 82. But hit it in the perfect spot. And with the warning track at AT&T Field being an actual rubber track material like you'd find on a high school track, anything that hits off it is going to bounce pretty high in the air. And that's what that one did. So now it comes down to Ernesto Martinez Jr. Shockers down 9-5, two outs, runner on second in the top of the ninth inning. The pitch. Martinez bloops it out to short left center. McAfee's over. Thompson on the run makes the catch and ends it. Shockers have some chances late, but nine runs between the second and fifth innings for the lookouts give them a 9-5 victory in this one. In the ninth, no runs, one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. Final score, Chattanooga 9, Biloxi 5. We'll take a break when we come back. It's time to wrap everything up on the Biloxi Shockers postgame show presented by Ground Zero Blues Club. And also a look at the Owah Parks and Resort scoreboard update. We're back after this, the Shockers Radio Network.
Ah, this is Hunter Reed, General Manager. Head to the beach for four nights in 2024 as the Biloxi Shuckers transform into the Biloxi Beach Chickens. Named after the fun-loving seagulls that claim the coast beaches as home, the Biloxi Beach Chickens are ready to take flight. Reserve your tickets to Paradise for May 25th, June 27th, August 3rd, and August 27th at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey Shuckers fans, this is Javik Blake, voice here of Biloxi Shuckers, here to remind you that Broussard's Barbershop is located minutes away from the ballpark in downtown Biloxi. The official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and the barber of choice for Shuckers players. Schedule next cut today at 228-697-3180. Go where the pros go with Broussard's Barbershop, the official barbershop of Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Bring the family to the ballpark for Fun Day Sunday at every Shuckers Sunday home game. Kid-friendly events will be available, including pregame autographs, kids run the bases, and a catch on the field after the game. Fans can save over 35% with a Fun Day Sunday package that includes a reserve level seat and a meal voucher. Reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey, Shuckers fans, it's your broadcaster, Javik Blake, here to remind you, as the birthplace of Mardi Gras celebrations in Mississippi, the city of Biloxi and the coast have a special place in the holiday's history. For the 2024 season, the Shuckers will take inspiration from the festivities and rebrand as the Biloxi King Kinks on May 11th, June 15th, June 30th, and August 30th. Get your tickets today and join in on the celebration at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
It's time to wrap up today's action. Welcome inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. Let's send it back to the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM.
Welcome inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. David Blake alongside you. As the Shuckers fall by a 9-5 final against the Chattanooga Lookouts on a Saturday night, they'll go for the series win tomorrow in the finale and the final game for the Shuckers before the All-Star break. Shuckers tonight, 5 runs, 8 hits, and 1 error for the Lookouts, 9 runs, 10 hits, and no errors. With the loss, the Shuckers fall to 41-43 on the season, 11-6 in the second half, while the Lookouts improved to 25-61 on the season, 5-12 in the second half of the year. Sam Benscooter gets the win, improves to 1-5. Logan Henderson, the loss, falls to 4-1. Henderson gives up a career-high tying 6 runs on 6 hits, 3 innings, and strikes out 2 on 58 pitches as the Lookouts score 9 runs between the second and fifth innings. And they defeat the Shuckers by a 9-5 final. Again, winning pitcher is Sam Benscooter, who has just 1 run in 4 innings of relief in relief for the righty Jose Acuna, who will add a run in the first inning in his first start of the season. Time to take a look at tonight's scoring summary. Shuckers got on the board first with Carlos Rodriguez, his first homer of the season, but Chattanooga got the lead with 3 runs in the second, a sacrifice fly from Quincy McAfee, and then a 2-run home run from Justice Thompson made it 3-1. Shuckers got it to 3-2. Brock Woken, an RBI single in the third, but Chattanooga responded with 3 runs in the third inning. Solo shot from Austin Hendrick to right center. Ivan Johnson then a double. Stolen base moves him to third. A sacrifice fly for Matt Nelson then brings him in. Nick Northcutt, a home run to right center, makes it a 6-2 ball game. And Chattanooga never looked back. 2-run homer from Jose Torres in the fourth, and then an RBI single from Dominic Patelli in the fifth made it a 9-2 Lookouts lead. Shuckers got 2 back in the seventh. RBI single from Carlos Rodriguez. Brock Woken then drove in a run. Was not credited with an RBI, but a double play brought in the Shuckers' 4th run of the night, and they got one home in the eighth inning on a wild pitch that scored Ernesto Martinez Jr. Final time of the game tonight in Chattanooga, 2 hours and 43 minutes in front of 3,042 at AT&T Field. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll wrap it all up with the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update that comes your way next from the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show.
Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuildTrailersMS.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with 2 locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Welcome back inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show from AT&T Field in Chattanooga, where the Shuckers fall by a 9-5 final against the Lookouts, and they'll have a chance to win the series tomorrow and avoid a series split. Shuckers have now won 6 of 8 on this road trip, 41-43 on the season, 11-6 in the second half. Lookouts have now won 3 of their last 11 and 2 of the first 5 in this series. They're at 25-61, 5-12 in the second half. 9 runs, 10 hits, no errors for the Lookouts, 5 runs, 8 hits, and an error for Biloxi. Winning pitcher tonight is Sam Benscooter. He improves to 1-5 on the season. Logan Henderson, the loss, he falls to 4-1. Time to take a look at the OWA Parks and Resorts scoreboard update around the Southern League tonight. Finals elsewhere, Montgomery defeats Tennessee by a 10-0 final, while the Embraves, behind 8 2/3 innings from the knuckleballer David Fletcher, defeat the Birmingham Barons by a 3-2 final. They walk it off in the bottom of the 9th inning. Elsewhere, bottom of the 10th, Pensacola leads Racket City by a 3-2 score. Time to take a look around the Brewers system as well. One game in action. It is a 4-3 lead for the Iowa Cubs through 9.5 against the Nashville Sounds in AAA. Elsewhere, finals in the Dominican Republic. Brewers 1 defeats the Reds DSL affiliate by an 8-4 final. Brewers 2 falls to Astros Orange by a 2-1 score. In the Arizona Complex League, the ACL Brewers defeat the ACL Rockies by a 5-2 score, as the Carolina Mudcats in single A fall in both ends of a doubleheader, 5-2 in game 1, 5-0 in game 2 against the Fredericksburg Nationals. In high A, the Wisconsin Timberrattlers and West Michigan Whitecaps suspended in the top of the second inning. They'll make it up tomorrow and play the game to completion. They will not make up the series finale tomorrow. That game has been canceled. In the big league level, top final between the Nationals and the Brewers. The Nats win it by a 6-5 final. Everybody plays their final game before the All-Star break tomorrow. That includes the Biloxi Shuckers, who send the righty Bradley Blaylock to the hill on the season, 4-2 with a 4.52 ERA. While on the other side of things, the righty Carson Rudd, 0-3 with a 3.50 ERA, gets the start for Chattanooga. 1:15 p.m. first pitch tomorrow. We'll be at you at 12:45. Check that at 12:55 with the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. That'll do it for us tonight. Shuckers fall by a 9-5 final. They'll wrap up the 9-game road trip tomorrow. 1:15 p.m. first pitch, 12:55 pregame on the Biloxi Shuckers radio network. Have a great night. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
This has been a presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM. For news, stats, schedules, tickets, merchandise, and more, visit BiloxiShuckers.com. Stay up to date and follow the team on Twitter, Facebook, and